Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Ding, 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 ding. Public service announcement. Have you seen that they're releasing Happy Meals for adults?
Yeah, I have. And me and Tob spoke about this the other day, and it's bitterly disappointing.
You're not happy with it?
It's a Big Mac meal. It's a Big Mac.
But does it come in the happy little packet?
Correct.
Well, then it's a Happy Meal.
No, it's a Big Mac meal. They've packaged it up as a Happy Meal. So they give you a big, it's like, here's a Big Mac with fries and a drink in a box with a toy.
So it's a Happy Meal.
So it's a Big Mac meal.
No, it's a Happy Meal because it's got the toy and it's in the happy box.
So what's the difference?
Well, if you buy a Big Mac, does that come with a toy?
Yeah, so show me.
Oh, that's making me hungry.
Okay, so there seems to be chicken nuggets there.
There's a Big Mac, you're right.
What sort of so adult Happy Meal. What, a Big Mac, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, a drink.
$20?
Yeah, see, this is
do
all,
you remember when
it's all marketing done.
Do you remember when a burger meal, a McChicken meal was like $9? Now it's like $16.
Dude, remember when cigarettes were like fucking $9, $8 a packet?
Nope.
We do.
Remember when going to the movies was $8? What is it now, $34?
I go to the movies by myself and spend $60.
Inflection.
Yeah, it's inflection, definitely.
No, what is it?
No,
what
it's
is
inflection.
It?
It's
what is the word?
No, it's an inflection on reflux. It's
no,
an inflection.
No, what is the word?
Inspection.
What
do you do? It's inspection.
Fuck
it's inspection.
Off. What is the word?
It's erection. Yeah, it's introspection.
No, it's going to annoy me.
It's infection.
It's the economy. It gets really erect
yeah.
And then it gets it's like a big flaccid when it's in a bad
flaccid,
area.
So it's like
no, it's going to fuck me off till I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
It's inflection.
Yeah, it's introspection.
I'm good.
You had it right the first time.
Oh.
Yeah, inflection.
Now I'm you're not convincing me.
What happens to a balloon?
Inflation. I was close.
Inflation.
I was close.
Oh, sorry.
But I was thinking of like an influx of people. An influx of Happy Meals.
Wait, I forgot what we were even talking about.
Happy Meals.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
That's the word I was thinking of.
Oh, an influx. No. That seems to me like it's going to be ridiculous.
I'm going to get one.
Look, I'll get one.
But $20 is steep.
For the sake of nostalgia.
10-piece chicken nuggets, Big Mac, large fries, large drink. $20. Feels like daylight robbery to me.
They know that because it's all marketing. It's like when they do those fucking Travis Scott meals or whatever. You know? How they do, like in America, they do like the Travis Scott McDonald's meal. Do they do it in Australia too? So Travis Scott has his own meal and it's like, it's like basically how he'll have his cheeseburger. So he's like, oh, I have it with extra pickles and fucking mayonnaise. And then they'll make it the Travis Scott meal and they sell it for like $20.
What would your meal be? If you packaged up the Jarchi meal.
The Jarchi meal, if you want to know the deal, you want to know the deal?
I want to know the deal.
The deal would be a large double quarter pounder meal, right, with a Big Mac or a McChicken on the side and two sides of McChicken sauce.
Sweet and sour sauce.
No, McChicken mayonnaise sauce.
Oh.
So what I do is I put one of them on the double quarter pounder, close it up, on the quarter pounder, close that up, and then I use the other McChicken sauce for chip dipping.
Yep.
Because the mayonnaise is off its fucking head. Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of sugar in it. That's why it's so good.
Everything at McDonald's has sugar in it.
Yeah. Additives.
So my theory is that when you go to Macca's, don't go there to get a salad and shit. Go there and go all out. Enjoy yourself. Because you shouldn't be eating it every day. You know what I mean? So that's why I go so fucking hard when I go to Macca's.
Do you know if I was to make it?
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom. Bye, Tom.
See you, Tom. Just bye, interrupting Tom. The fucking podcast, mate. See you, mate.
Tom just left, everyone, if you're wondering.
Yeah, so Tom left.
If what, I was to make a
What's the Lille, the Lou meal?
Well, I'm going to be a bit cheeky here and I'm going to add in a few fast food places.
No.
This is all hypothetical. There's no rules to making the Lille.
Louisa.
There's no rules to the Lille.
Louisa, we're talking about if you went to McDonald's and they were selling a Louisa meal. No, no, no. It's
and
not going to be.
KFC's
next door. No, if they're doing them, just play within the confines of the game.
Because it doesn't make any sense. I made the game.
Well, the game makes no sense.
Well, I made
What would
the
your
game.
McDonald's meal be then? Do your KFC one? What would
I'm
your McDonald's?
I'm having them as one.
You can't.
I made the game. This is my rules.
I reckon we've got plenty of time. You can do Macca's.
Yeah, do both.
And then you can do the hybrid after.
So mine would be.
Thanks. Thank you, Willie.
Thanks so much for mediating us. Mine would be a Diet Coke. Sorry, a Coke Zero. It would be a double Big Mac.
Yep.
It would be basically just like what this is. A McChicken with extra pickles.
You're getting double burgers too.
Yep. And then it's going large fries and then a little bag of, you know how you get the little biscuits? Have you had the biscuits from Macca's?
I have, but not for fucking. Are they still
really good.
Do they still have Grimace and fucking Hamburglar?
They're really
and
good.
And Ronald McDonald's?
Yep.
Really?
I got the whole crew.
And then now that we're creating my game has rules that I'm not allowed
to
combine.
Okay, now do your stupid game that makes zero sense.
Well, whatever. The Lille from KFC would be Wicked Wings, Zinger Burger, double potato and gravy, double chips with extra seasoning.
Oh, so, I thought you were going to combine Macca's and KFC into one meal. Oh.
That's the whole point of the Lille, but you didn't let me at my own game.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Also, reach out either of them if you want to sponsor the show.
Yeah, we love KFC and Macca's.
Correct, we do.
A lot.
A lot.
We wouldn't mind a free Happy Meal.
A frill.
Yeah.
Actually, come to think of it, $20 is a very reasonable price.
I'd say that's cheap. That's incredibly cheap if you ask me.
Oh, mate, my laugh at the moment is that of a 70-year-old woman working in a tuck shop in a regional town. It's not good. I'm not healthy still.
Or a man who smoked 40 Winnie Blues a day.
Correct. It's still not healthy.
It's sounding better than the other day.
I'm feeling a bit better, but I'm still, like if I laugh or if I
Well, I guess you're in the wrong place then. Because I'll be making you laugh.
Not a chance. Not a fucking chance, mate. I'm still coughing up a lot of phlegm.
When you text me this morning and you said, I'm all good at phlegm, I giggled.
Do you know why I knew that would make you giggle? Because I knew for a fact you had no idea how phlegm was spelled. And you know that's true. When I spell phlegm, I go, that G's going to really fucking throw it.
Oh, it threw me. It threw me.
I knew it.
I literally, in my head, thought it was P-H-L-M-E, phlegm.
Phlegm.
Yeah, flame. When you put the G in, I was like, that's wrong.
Bruh, I honestly
that is wrong, kid. And then I clicked on it and I went, he's dead right.
Yeah.
He's dead right with the flam.
I fucking typed it knowing, I knew that would throw you.
I read it and was like, that's a funny word, isn't it? I think I even texted back saying, that's a funny word.
Oh, is phlegm bad? Like, yeah. You've got phlegm.
Oh, no, you've got a disease? It's phlegm.
But yeah, I'm slowly getting there. I've got a wedding this weekend, so I'm just trying to really rest up this week.
It's on today is the wedding.
Correct, it is on today. Nice, because we're recording this live into your headphones.
Oh, we're here in the studios while you're watching.
Yeah, dude, I like, the worst thing about when you're getting a bit crook is you can't do shit. You know, I've got the fight coming up in fucking April.
You can't box.
I can't train.
Because you just got to get, you got to rest.
I've got to get better. Like when I run up the stairs or do something, I'm up the stairs and I'm puffing.
I told you, you got to go to the doctor and get antibiotics.
Nah, my body's getting over it by itself, dude. I don't want to fucking do that shit.
But it's not that bad. You just take a probiotic and it sorts your tummy.
Dull, you get a mild graze in your chin and you're like, this is turning septic. I need to fucking go to the ER.
I am
the opposite.
I literally went to the ER.
I know.
After slicing my finger.
I know. Whereas you and me, but you and me on the opposite ends of the scale, of the spectrum.
I'm close to you.
Physically right now you are, in terms of the spectrum. In many ways, we differ. But in the spectrum of hypochondria, you are on the hypochondria side.
I do feel like it's more of a female thing, though.
Well, that'd be sexist.
I'm so sorry.
Overuse and misuse of antibiotics cause antibiotic resistance. Yes, they do. You can help combat this global health problem by taking these drugs only when your provider says it's necessary. This is why...
Speak to your doctor, guys. I'm looking straight into the camera. Speak to your doctor. Don't listen to us from Google.
Yeah, don't listen to renowned medical journals written by doctors.
How do you know? That came from the Cleveland Clinic.
Correct.
How do you know who wrote it from the Cleveland Clinic?
A medical professional.
How do you know?
Well, this is actually very well known. They've spoken about this many times, like on the news, to get people to stop going and getting antibiotics, like you. Every time, because you build resistance.
I don't get it every time. I'm just saying if you'd like to get better faster, perhaps see a doctor.
I'd rather just...
He might not even tell you... might tell you not to get antibiotics.
Yeah. So fuck it. I'm not going.
Okay.
And I seem to be getting better, don't I?
You do have a bit more of a pep in your step.
Well, a bit more of a pep in my step.
Is that because of your new gibbets on your Crocs?
Oh, I've got fancy new Crocs,
He's very clear, aren't you? But I was at your house today and you had a little Kevin and you didn't put him on.
Haven't put him on.
Are you going to mix them around?
I'll mix them up, mix them around.
I've got some Crocs that I don't wear and I've got a little Toby, if you'd like to put that on your Crocs.
Have you? Why don't you wear your Crocs, buddy?
I'm not much of a Crocs girl.
Really?
I gave them a hoon
didn't
for a while.
Didn't they get cool because the Kardashian wore them?
No, I gave them a hoon for a while.
Yeah.
But then I just got so many other shoes, they weren't getting a run.
Darling.
No, Jack, it's too hard to pick which pair to wear.
And how many pairs?
Like, it's, you know, which sandals am I going to wear today? It's tough.
No, you influence people, doll, so you shouldn't feel guilty about this, but you have just so much, because you get sent them, babe. That's not your fault.
I actually did get sent my Crocs.
Did ya?
Yeah.
My old management was like, yeah, Crocs fucking going to send us all Crocs, and they're like, pick a pair you want. And,
Well, you don't have any on. Whoa.
I picked camo and they just never came. And I'm like, did I just open a letter and think nothing was in there?
Back to you in the studios, Mike. Mike. And coming up next, the rabbit who can jump as high as 3 meters.
You've been drinking again, haven't you?
I have.
Now, where have you just come from?
I've just come from another podcast. So I've already been speaking for an entire hour.
Well, you're very clever, aren't you?
I am.
Now, whose podcast did you go and do?
I was on Frenchie and Tomo's.
Now, they're good boys, aren't they?
They're very clever boys, aren't they?
Now, did you have fun, didn't you?
I had lots of fun, thank you. And what have you been doing?
Mate, can I be honest with you?
Sweet fuck all.
Because I can't do much... Well, we had fucking 3 meetings this morning. We filmed a video for you.
Feels like I saw you like yesterday. That doesn't feel like that. It was like 4 hours ago.
Correct. But it doesn't feel like today.
It doesn't.
And then Steph got home finally. And so I was like, oh, babe, probably no hugging.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bit
just
fucking.
Yeah.
Jack,
keep your personal life to yourself, please.
So.
She'd been away for a few days.
Yeah, correct. Amundi. Papa was, hey, Daddy was hungry. All right. And in this situation, let me clarify.
Yeah.
I'm Daddy, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Now listen up.
What?
So then while you're doing that running around, I was like, I'm just going to lay down, get admin done. So I laid down, emails, fucking getting all, you know, you always got to analytics and send them to fucking come, blah, 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 did that, wrote a country song.
Ooh.
Yeah, which we're not talking about nothing. Did that. And then came into the studio and did some work with the boys, just waiting for you to come here.
Lovely.
It's been good. It's been a good day. But I'm half fucked.
You just need to rest.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Sleep is
please.
Biotics of health.
Health. Yeah, that was a good inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I went for a run the other day, right?
No.
Oh. Really?
What did you say?
I ran 10Ks with Ned Brockman.
What?
You haven't mentioned it since doing that, so how would we know?
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I forgot to tell you guys. I went for a run with Ned Brockman. So I was up at 4:25
right.
the other morning.
Yeah.
So now my body, I'm a superhuman, so I've adjusted to that early time frame.
Right, just by one day.
So I woke up very early this morning.
So what time do you wake up?
My body clock woke me up at 5:10.
Your body clock?
Yeah.
After one time of getting up from an alarm, you now have got a body clock that wakes you up at 5:10.
It hits diff.
Hits diff, does it?
Yeah.
So what'd you do when you woke up?
Well, I actually put on my LED mask, which is this red light that makes you hot.
Oh, so 2/5 of fuck. Well, fuck, it didn't do its
job. Excuse me.
It didn't do its fucking job. Excuse me. Wait, are we talking hot temperature-wise? Temp-wise or aesthetically? Because if it's aesthetics, I'd return the mask, kid. If it made you hot heat-wise, keep it, kid.
You're a good kid, kid.
If you notice the comments now,
no.
When you're going on a run, you're a hell of a runner, kid. You wouldn't have been able to do that when you were 8 years old, kid. Brockman's a good kid for taking you on a run,
merch.
Kid.
That's the next merch. You're a good kid.
You're a hell
kid.
Of a kid. Harry Joffick should get my mate Harry Joffick should get paid dividends from that because that
we'll
is something chuck we
him
were
a
just
a couple of merch drops. We'll send you a merch pack.
Sorry, guys.
And $500.
Yeah, we'll sling you something, Joff, because you deserve that.
Because you're a good kid.
That's our creation, kid, and that's you're a hell of a kid.
Kid. But back to what I was
doing. Sorry, darling.
Morning.
Yeah, go.
So I put on my LED mask, which makes me hot, looks-wise, not temp. Yeah. And then I meditated, not to Little John, to Joe Dispenza.
Who's Joe Dispenza?
He writes lots of books and he does really good meditations.
Oh, isn't his cousin Pill Dispenza? Isn't it? Who was his fuck? Who was his mum? Was it Cookie Dispenza? His mum? No, his dad was Cola Dispenza. I think Coke Dispenza, wasn't it? Come on,
that's him. That's Joe Dispenza. So he was speaking to me in my ears for 16 minutes this morning. And then I thought, well, by golly gosh, it's time to get out of bed. So I was pounding the pavement of Bondi by 6.
I think I've seen him before. His cousin's called Pez.
Willie, with the win.
Those are those.
How did I not think of Pez?
Those are the little head ones, aren't they?
Yes, buddy.
I love Pez.
Pez Dispenza.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a little head.
Oh. Jack.
No, on the Pez dispensers. Everyone loves a little bit of head.
I know where you're thinking.
I love Pez dispensers.
So do I. And I used to have a Pikachu one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did it used to Pikachu?
It did.
Too many puns. That's my fault.
We're about pun here. Oh, I'm feeling fancy. Give me a riddle.
A riddle?
Yeah.
Wait, you want me to make one up?
Yeah, give me a riddle and I'll guess it. Well, that's how riddles work.
You want me to make, okay, hold on.
Because you're quite creative. You could make your own riddle.
Hold on.
I think you have in the past. Or Willie, you give us a riddle.
I just went to the site. It has 101 best riddles and the first one is pretty shit.
Yeah, that's what I've tried. We've tried to do this before and they are shit.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
Mirror.
Why would a mirror be broken before you can use it?
Just the first thing that came to my head, so I yelled it out.
A horse.
No.
A saddle.
What? Just fucking come on. Mongrel.
Say it again. It went through one ear and out the other.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
A heart. It feels very sad, doesn't it?
What has to be broken
before you can use it?
You've got to break in a horse. I mean, surely that's a good enough answer.
It has to be broken before we... A note.
No.
Run me through that.
Well, because like you...
Come on.
No.
Yep. No, I want to know your thoughts.
You know, like, because...
When you break a note...
Yeah. So you go to the cashier and you've got to break it because you need change back. That's where my brain went.
But you're using the note to break it. Winchell.
A cashier.
Okay.
Would you like an answer?
Yes.
An egg.
Oh,
of course. Jesus Christ. Okay, these are... Oh,
that's a great segue. Tell the bedwet is what you did this morning, you sick fuck.
Well, no, it's one of my red light, green lights.
But well, I want to know it now.
Well, red light, green light. Drinking raw eggs.
Is that the most itch thing you've ever heard?
Green.
Thank you, Willie.
Sorry, so you're just cracking...
She's spoiled.
Let me paint a picture for you.
Paint one.
You're a bit sick. You strut down from the man cave. You've got the Star Wars hat on. You go, shit. I got a meeting at Lou's in 12 minutes and I live up the top of Vaucluse. I got to rush down to Lou's.
Mm.
You throw on some CC Canterbury shorts and you go, shit, I can hear my puku rumbling. That's your tummy.
Yeah, it sounds like moot, but let's just move forward. Fuck.
So you go, I don't have time to scramble these eggs. I don't have time to poach these eggs. I don't have time to boil these eggs. I'm going to chuck these in a shake.
No.
In a man shake.
No.
Okay, I'm going to chuck these in a glass.
Yeah.
I'm going to swivel them around and get a fork and mix them?
No. No mixture.
Sorry. So you're telling me that the yolk, you can feel the bulb go down your throat.
That is correct.
I got shivers.
I thought you'd be used to bulbs down your throat. I'm not. So yes, that I can do it.
But Jack.
Don't you drink raw eggs?
I don't like yolk.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Sweet angel.
Well, I thought you'd at least be. I thought you'd at least be shaking them.
Just some bloke yolk.
How many eggs are you? Oh. No, we need a female producer. Where's HR?
Well, 2024, it can be arranged.
Bloke yolk. Bloke yolk is tremendous.
How many are you doing?
Oh,
sorry? I put mine into my protein shake, and
that's
blended
a
up.
Bit different because you're blending. And you
no,
shake
see,
it.
I put one in a glass. I did four. I put one in a glass at a time, and I gulp it. One gulp, crack, dip, gulp, crack.
I don't
dip,
think
gulp.
Raw eggs are that good. Oh, that's a lie.
No,
you have
there's
a, cake.
A chance you can get salmonella apparently from them. I've been doing it for.
Oh, so that's like you're basically just eating raw chicken.
Well, no.
Well, yes,
but there's less of a chance in an egg, I believe. But it's
how much?
No, I just drink them. I've been doing this since I was at uni. If I don't have time, if I'm in a rush, it is literally a good breakfast.
You've always said this. Boom. You've always said that food to you is fuel. Like
correct.
You're not much of a foodie. You're
I
just
like food.
Eating it to be fueled.
Correct.
You're technically a car. The petrol you're putting in your car is the food you're putting in your body.
Yes, yes. Not the first time the analogy has been made between fuel and food
petrol.
Being fuel.
Uh-huh.
It is, but I do like, look, I'm not into fancy food.
You just like steak and potatoes.
Correct, burgers and shit. You know what I mean?
It can cause diarrhea, fever and stomach cramps. You had any of those today?
Nothing, bruh.
No shits?
Felt red hot.
Are you sure, little grubby guts?
Don't
little
try
gassy
and bring
guts?
The stinky stuff onto me, gassy guts.
Don't, little gassy guts.
Oh, stinky Lou.
No.
And this stuff, crop dust in the studes.
You know the comments on the run with Ned and I, people going, crop dusting Sydney 10Ks at a time.
Dude, in that video when you were running down, you were running down a road and I think there were like elm or oak trees lining both sides of the road. And as you and Ned were running, you were a bit behind Ned, he was in front, thank Christ. Because obviously there was a draft and I literally watched the leaves brown as you ran through. Oh, fucking stinky Lou just cropped us in the street. A person was walking like this, and I literally saw crosses come over their eyes. They went bink, and they fell down stiff, stiff dead.
Like it's a cartoon.
Yeah, stiff dead. Yeah.
So, you're good a naughty stuff. Little kid.
So, yeah, I do. I don't know, bedwetters, you ever fucking done that?
If you're short for time, scramble your eggs in the microwave.
No.
Why?
This is so much quicker.
But if you feel like tasting something...
Didn't have time. Got to yours with, 3 minutes to spare?
Two.
Because I just went glob, glob, glob. Literally four eggs, boom, down. Grabbed a handful of green beans from the fridge because I'm in there. Just ate them as I was running out. Crunchy beans, these crunchy and cold. And I was like, that'll do.
You make me sick.
Thanks. Thanks.
You make me violently sick. Same as what you should be after those eggs.
I got to say, if you died and they did an autopsy on you, the doctors finding that in your stomach would be very odd.
Let me give you that tip. They'd find much worse fucking things than eggs and fucking green beans, mate.
Yeah,
so
they would.
I think they'd go, oh, at least you tried to have a healthy brekkie mixed in with all of the shit. Fuck me swinging. Especially now I've been crook cunt. I have been deep throating every fucking vitamin and pill and fucking.
Don't do too much of that because I think the overdosing is not. I think it like.
Well, ask Jimi Hendrix. He overdosed and he died from an OD.
Yeah.
Of vitamins. You said that podcast with fucking. You said that with Theo Von, the podcast he was doing with Eddie. What's his name? And Eddie.
Hearn?
Hearn?
I love Hearn.
I love Eddie
he's
Hearn.
He's so funny.
No, it wasn't Eddie Hearn. It was. He's like a
Eddie Murphy. Eddie Simpson from Hello Sport?
Breathe, Jack. Just breathe and believe.
Ned Flanders?
I'll start.
Because he's also an Ed. Edward Scissorhand? Edward the Eighth?
Eddie Bravo?
Eddie Bravo. Johnny's cousin.
Right.
So he was fucking doing it with Eddie Bravo. And Eddie Bravo's telling him this yarn. And it was like a serious yarn. He tried to fucking commit suicide. He's like, yeah, man, I was fucking. He's like, I tried to kill myself by eating vitamins. So I just fucking OD'd on fucking vitamins. And Theo goes, what did you get? Just better? Such a quick fucking line. What did you get? Just better?
The thing about him. Like, correct me if I'm wrong because I don't actually know, but is that he doesn't realize.
Well, speak on it then.
Oh, no. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong because I don't know. Great way to start a comedy.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
He doesn't realize he's being funny. That's the whole point of him, right?
No, he does. Oh. I think he does, but the way his brain works is so different to everyone else's. He is so unique that he's thought. I think he knows that it's. Funny, but yes, it doesn't seem like he.
Same with Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington doesn't know that he's being funny. He is just an enigma.
Because
he's not a stand-up comic. Carl was a radio producer. Now, I've never known any other radio producers in any of the time slots. Not one of them. Carl was a radio. Sorry, mate. You have said.
Right? Do you.
Radio producer.
Sorry,
I've never
ears just pricked up.
No, I've never known.
You said radio producers.
Correct, I've never
to
known.
Ever go into anything else.
Like breakfast, morning, afternoon drive, never known any one of them.
Well, breakfast radio. How long do you reckon? Do you reckon we've lost a few followers from that joke?
Yeah, I just checked our analytics.
It's all from the breakfast radio gang.
Well, I want to tell you a funny story that happened to me the other day when I was in Yamba. Fucking, so we were going out, we're putting these crab pots out and we're getting like muddies and blue swimmers and shit and having a fun little time. Oh, actually, no, we were fishing. Me and my mate Wally Davidson and my brother Pilgs, Hot Will, going fishing.
Of course they have nicknames.
So we'll fucking, we go out there and we're just having a little fish, like just fucking wetting some lines, mostly just drinking a couple of lung busters. Enjoying the day,
the
you
reason
know.
You're sick, mate.
Oh, this was a few. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So I was treating myself, though, having fun. Anyhow, this fucking boat drives by with a family on it. Family of fucking probably six of them on the boat. All wearing cutters. All wearing like, you know, Cobras, stained Cobras, blue work shirts. I'm like, okay, boat of bushies. They're bushies.
Locals.
There you go. Not locals. Oh. Bushies, like country folk. So they drive past and I'm like fucking, they wave and we wave or whatever. They swing back. And the dad goes, oi. I said, here you going? He goes, me bloody sons reckon you're that bloke on bloody TikTok. I said, oh yeah, mate, I think so. He goes, yeah, he goes, Damon, it fucking is, that's him. Yeah, young bloke wants to ride your missus. No, sorry, let me correct myself. Young bloke says he wants to plough your missus. Plough is what he's used as he yells this to me. Okay. I didn't hear. I went, because couldn't really hear him. So I sort of go, ha-ha, all right, hooroo. And then we're fishing and Wal goes, that guy just said he wanted to plough your missus? And I'm like, is that what he said? He goes, I think he did say. He said
how
the young
fella. How old was the kid?
Well, I'm not sure. So like anyway, roughly? We have a big giggle. We piss out. Well, I couldn't really see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we have a giggle. I'm like, that's a fucking funny thing to just yell at someone.
It's hilarious.
Like, fuck, it just made us laugh.
And then the dad said it
as
well.
The dad saying it for the kid. He reckons he wants to plough your missus. Anyway, so we go back and there was contention on how much fuel we had, but my old hot Will was like, nah, we got plenty. We'll be fucking sweet. We're just going to the bridge. We're out there for longer than we thought. Turns out we run out of fuel.
Hot Will.
So we're doing this thing where we've got the other fucking tank and we're having to like, I'm having to do this to get all the fuel out of the tank into to siphon it into the other tank so we can fucking whatever. Anyway, we get it going again. And we fucking get into like the lip where it basically goes into all the fucking inlets, you know what I mean? Where all the houses are. We run out. Oh, thank fuck we're in here, but we're like fucking El Rodo, get the oars. So we start oaring. We've run out of fuel. And so that's quite a funny thing that people see. Anyhow, lo and behold, who's out having beers on their jetty? But the fam.
Amazing.
Now they've doubled in size from this point. Now, obviously not all of them went out fishing. All of them still wearing blue work shirts.
Amazing.
It's like an army. There's like 12 of these fuckers. And they're like, mate, we'll tow you in. We'll tow you in. I'm like, yeah, no worries. Anyway, I jump up onto the jetty and say thanks for this shake because they gave us beers. They're like, you want beers? I'm like, fucking oath, we'd love a beer. We're cracking beers and talking. I'm like, I think it was Damon. I'm like, so which one is Damon? And they're like, they all start laughing. I said, which one of you wants to plough my missus? And then I look and there's this kid. I don't know what age Damon was. I apologize to you, mate. I couldn't have been. Look, he was having a grog. But couldn't have been more than 15 or 16 years old. And so I walk up. I'm like, you want to play on my missus, do you? And he was like, oh. And I said, mate, which room do you sleep in? And he goes, up there. And I go, just know that when you wake up tonight, I'm going to be standing over you, boy, watching you sleep. Like, just being a cunt.
Just fucking with her.
yeah. We had a good laugh.
That is such a good yarn.
I just thought it was funny that Damon, number one, said that he wanted to plough my missus, and number two, that the dad felt that necessary to relay that to me.
The dad throwing him under the bus is the best part.
Correct. Well, he threw him under the boat. don't laugh at that.
No, because it's not appropriate. That would
well,
be
it's just
horrible.
It's child abuse throwing them under
that
the boat.
That would just be despicable.
It's not what we want.
No, Jack.
No, Lewis, you're right. Willie, let's cut that. No, we're cutting that.
Write it down, Willie.
I've written it down. It's cut. Good.
Thanks, mate.
Oh. Well, I don't know where to go from here.
Well, where do you want to go?
Well, away from here.
Well, okay. We'll take a walk.
Well, you take a walk. I've had enough. No, I've had enough. I couldn't pick which shoes to wear.
You went for the Gucci loafers. So you've gone Gucci loafers, $45,000 Rolex. What's that thing? What's that tennis bracelet worth? 20 grand? And what's this piece of shit outfit?
Fuck off.
This outfit's probably worth $14,000, but looks like it's straight from Kmart.
That is despicable. Don't you copy me. My name's Jack and I'm a fucking loser. You're very good at that, aren't you? But you're a stupid little boy, aren't you?
Are those Gucci loafers?
Yes. Are those Gucci Crocs?
What Crocs?
Stop.
Should we do red light, green light?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Red light, green light. Red light, green light.
Sorry. Oh. Yep.
You there?
Yep.
Eating shredded chicken on the way home from the supermarket on a walk. So you've got some chicken from the deli and you've just taken off the little sticker.
Okay, so let me guess. You've eaten shredded chicken on the way home from the supermarket.
I'm just checking if anyone else does that.
I would argue that's a green.
Do you think? Because picture you walking past someone and they've just got a little plastic bag just dipping their fingers in with chunks of shredded chicken.
It wouldn't bother me.
Don't you think that there'd be a small party that would go?
No, because I quite often get deli meats and would eat
You're
them.
Munching on ham on the way home.
Or Twiggy sticks.
I think there's something diff about chicken.
I disagree.
Well, I differentiate from the chicken and the Twiggy.
It's a big word.
Yeah.
She's learning.
Inflation.
Inflection.
Inflation of Inflection. The chicken. But there's something about shredded chicken. It's quite a grubby, messy meat. You know, so you're putting your hand and it's kind of going everywhere. I just thought if someone drove past and goes, hey, there's Lou. And I'm downing shredded chicken from this little plastic bag, people would go,
Yeah, but I would also argue you have quite a healthy social conscience in terms of the perception that you want put out there. So I doubt highly that you would be putting your hand in there, ripping it out and going like this. I think you'd be going like this, like a normal human. And eating shredded chicken.
I disagree.
You're disagreeing. So Lulu's getting handfuls of chicken and just whatever gets in the mouth gets in. And if it falls down onto the Gucci loaves, no problemo.
Not a prob, kid.
I wonder what that was on your fucking loafers. Shredded chick.
Yeah.
It's Shrek.
Mummy went to Coles before this.
So when did Mummy do this? For the bedwetters listening at home, I'd really love clarification.
Please.
Louisa's mummy, by the way.
This was yesterday.
Right.
Was it yesterday or was it today? God, the days are blurring into one.
We're just flat out.
Oh, well, no, we are. Yeah.
So are you going to sit there and tell me and Willie, look us both in the eyes and say that your hand full in it? How hungry was Mummy?
I was starving.
Okay.
I'm going to say the ratio was 70 to 30, 70% handfuls, 30% picking.
What?
Wait.
So I think sometimes she went in for the full grab into the mouth, and other times she was a little more delicate with the portion size.
I see.
When I thought people would be in vision of me, I was a little bit more delicate, and then when I thought no one's around,
okay.
Shoveling like 8-year-old.
Yeah. I'm still green with it.
Oh, well, I'm happy with it because I'll continue to do it.
So you're obviously green. You've done it.
Well, I do it.
I think that's
I love a little deli meat.
That's play on, 100% green.
Thanks, God. Well, this is a safe space. That's why I had to bring it up.
No, Lou, imagine if the chicken was spoiled by the time you got home.
Well, that's exactly what went through my brain. And I thought, you know, I've got my to-do list when I get home. And I didn't factor in eating shredded chicken out of the packet.
Well, off the back of yours, you sweet little brown angel. That is fake, by the way. Now, I've got one off the back of that that's hit me square between the middle of the eyes.
Go, please. This is what we're all about, you know. Content flows.
Red light, green light. Taking a burrito into a cinema.
This is so something that you would do.
So I have done this. Let me paint a little picture.
We haven't painted a picture for a while.
We haven't painted pictures for a while.
It feels good.
Let me get my Salvador Dali on. Let me paint a little picture.
Please, go forth, Plato.
I'm in Westfield Bondi Junction. I'm in a big Westfield. There's an event cinemas in there. Right next to the pictures.
Oh, I know.
There's a deluxe. I've got Guzman Gomez burrito on my fucking my keychain. There's a Guzzy Go. All right.
There's a GG.
There's a Guzzy Go next to the pixies. There's next to the pickies. I go up there knowing I'm gonna get snacks, irrespective of the Guzzy Go, that's gonna be hidden in some sort of a backpack or a pocket, or hidden with the snacks.
Just shove it down your pants.
So what I'll do is, I'll go. Not a lot of room in there, sister.
Oh, okay. Right.
No, I just wear skinny jeans.
Yeah. No, I'm aware. I can.
Yeah. Tiny cock.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a goozy go. All right, I've got a Cali burrito. Cali burrito, you ask? There's chippies in it already. Yeah, some hot fries. You think I haven't gone the extra guac and sour cream? You're out of your mind, kid. So it's a fat, what I'm trying to paint, the picture.
It's a big burrito.
It's a fat burrito.
It's a big burrito.
It's a healthy burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Little chance of you walking in with a healthy burrito in your hand and the teenager at the front desk going, run me through that, kid. I then dip into the snack section of Event Cinema's Bondi Junction.
Talk us through what you're getting there.
I'm getting a large poppy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a popcorn,
kid. Some Maltese?
I'm then getting a packet of Twisties,
ooh,
which I mix with my popcorn.
That's right.
I then get a large drink of some kind. So when I'm getting to pay, there's a lot going on. Mm. I'm going, yep, yeah, I'll just chuck that. Yeah, mate, it's just the large, but the burrito's in there somewhere. Thanks for the ticket. Now, I've got a lot of stuff. They're assuming, oh, this guy must be going to the pictures with someone. No, no, I'm riding, I'm Han Solo, kid.
Daddy's going solo.
And this ain't a Star Wars movie. Get to the front desk. The kid sees how flustered I am with all the shit I've got in my fucking hands. He's like, this kid needs to get into that cinema quick smart.
Pronto.
Takes the tick quick, doesn't look at anything that I've got in my hands, lets me go through. Next thing you know, I'm unwrapping that foil through the trailers, deep-throating a healthy, healthy Cali burritos. The smell is wafting throughout the cinema. People know.
Oh, yeah.
People know.
Everyone knows.
So they call red
the,
or a...
They call you the Goozy Go Hunter. They knew you were coming. They turn a blind eye to the Goozy Go Hunter.
The Goozy Go Hunter.
They just know the Goozy Go Hunter's coming through.
The Goozy Go what? Goozy Go Hunter. Goozy Go cunt hunting. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 senorita.
I've never seen a greener green.
Isn't that green?
Oh, no. It's okay. I fixed it.
Are you wearing underpants?
Yes. It's okay.
Thank fuck.
We'll have to preface to the bedwetters what's going on.
Do you want me to get that towel? No.
Yo, Dan's leaking.
Stop. I'm wearing a...
Oh, I just looked.
Can you see anything?
I don't want to answer the question, Lou.
I'm wearing a dress with a lot of buttons, and for some reason they're popping. Mummy's butts are popping. We haven't said a full word in the last 4 minutes.
Oh. Now
you're a good Goozy Go Hunter, kid.
Thanks, kid. Willie, are you? Can I just tell you what the only reason that I feel red while I'm doing it? Is if I haven't got, if I've had, if sometimes I want to save the burrito for when the picture starts. So I'll be enjoying my little snacks as the trailers go through. A lot of times movies start quite quietly. Now when you're unwrapping foil in a quiet cinema, shit fucking bounces off the walls, mate. It echoes and I feel like cunts are judging me.
I think the smell would be more what would be, people go, is that, hang on, am I correct in saying... The Goozy Go Hunters in this cinema?
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
If you're in Event Cinema's Bondi Junction and you smell burritos, it's very likely it's me.
Yeah. Someone just stands up and goes, is that Judge in here?
And then the whole cinema clears out and they go, fuck, Lou's just walked in. Old stinker. Well, there goes the movie. There goes the film. Next thing you know, Westfield Bondi Junction just covered in one of those huge tents. They've had to fumigate the entire...
It's a biohazard.
The entire complex. And you're just sitting in there and there's cunts with hazmat suits like robots. And you're just going, I'm so sorry.
Spraying me?
Spraying you.
And
you
go... stand afar and go...
And you're going, oh, sometimes it happens. I'm so sorry. And sometimes it just... I dust these crops, you know?
I'm a good sport for letting this joke continue.
You're a hell of a kid, kid.
I am a hell of a kid, kid.
You're a good kid.
Kid, kid, kid.
All right, hit me with another ready, kid.
That was very funny, Jar.
It's kid.
You're a funny kid, kid. Red light, green light, writing texts in your notes.
What? Why?
I don't know. You could be dating someone or it could be an important message.
No, I've
you
never
don't
want to
send it right away.
Never done that. I think that's more of a female thing.
I think it's a green, but it's also, you know, if you're dating someone and you're writing the text.
Sorry, continue.
If you're writing the text in your notes and it's for someone you're dating, That's a red, because then you know it's toxic vibes.
Oh, fair dinkum.
You got to write what you're going to text and then wait to send it later. That's toxic.
So, paint me a picture. No, tell me why.
The entire podcast is just picture painting. Pictures.
Yeah, 30 minutes of fucking one anecdote.
Well, that's what, you know, the Mona Lisa is, and look how far that got.
It's a very good point.
Thank you.
They literally did paint a picture.
Yeah.
Now, who painted that?
Fuck. Da Vinci?
Oh, shit.
She's good.
This girl's got some fucking skills.
She's a good kid.
Now, kid. Yeah. So run me through an Insta. So I've never thought about doing that.
Often, I think, yeah, I do think it is more of a female. I've said that twice. This podcast is more of a female thing. That if you're dating someone early stages and you don't want to send the text straight away, you will write it in your notes to then go back and send it a bit later.
See, this was
But you know if it starts out and you're not writing your text in your notes, it's often – no, you can't actually – I can't even say that. I was going to say it's not toxic. Like, it could – either way.
So in any relationship I've been in, I will kind of refuse to fight over – I won't have a fight over text.
Not necessarily a fight. I mean, literally a standard text about what's happening in your day.
Oh.
People will write in their notes. I've done it.
Oh, I thought you meant if you're having a stink, you fucking concoct.
Oh, that happens too. But that'll get sent around 8 different girl group chats.
Oh, see, I wouldn't accept.
And then there'll be 4 rounds of edits, and then there'll be citing at the end, and then it'll be sent to the professor for the professor to go over, and then it'll be sent back to you, and then it'll be sent to the boy.
See, you know, if you put in all that work with me, I wouldn't respond to that.
You just pick up the blower.
I'd say if you want to.
You can't be having text fights.
Because you want to know the worst thing about tights? Text fights?
Tell me. Paint a picture for me, kid.
This is the text fights are
the worst.
Read. Okay, break it down. How can I come back to that? How can I get a counterpoint to that? And then you'll concoct all your counterpoints. It's like, no. Because then I think it becomes bullshit. It's like you should get on the phone, yarn about it. So it's not about concocting an argument. It's about getting to the bottom of what the issue is.
100%. And also you can't read tone through text. If I text you saying, morning, exclamation mark, you go, huh, Lou's got a pep in her step. If I just text you saying, morning, dot, you go, what's going on, champion?
I might not. Steph used to find full stops aggressive.
Actually, one time I've been texting Steph and she goes, are you good or am I reading into this text or something?
Yeah, dude, when we first started dating, she'd be like, so are we going to go to this bar or that bar? And I'd be like, oh, I reckon we'll just go to that bar, full stop. And she'd write back like, full stop, whoa.
That's 100% a characteristic of an anxious mind. 100%.
Wow. Now we've got a psychologist.
The shoe fits, kid.
Now we've got a psychologist. We've had doctorates from the Cleveland Clinic. Now we've got psychologist Willie in the corner.
Psycho Willie.
Read us the.
But yeah, that's what you know. I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about? It's fucking grammar."
But if you put an exclamation mark, it'd be like, "Woo, you're excited!"
Yeah.
I've never. Speaking of. I don't think you've ever sent me an exclamation mark unless it's like taking the piss. You know, we'll do like 40 in a row. I don't think you'd ever just go, can't wait, see you tomorrow, exclamation mark. I'd be like, that's weird.
Ugh. Yeah. Would that be an ick?
From you, yes.
Is that right?
Not that I can get ick. Well, I guess I could get icks from the Guzzy Go Hunter.
Yeah, I think icks aren't, they're not beholden to people who are just dating. I think you could get icks from any kind.
True.
You know what I mean?
True. Yes, like, I actually apologise for what I just said because there's plenty of times I've had the ick from you.
So you've apologised for what you've said and then you've called me an ick monster. You've apologised.
Yes.
You've apologised and then insulted me.
Yes.
It's an interesting tactic.
Yep. You just
so run me through some of the
you just go.
Run me through some of the icks, bud.
Honestly, we don't have enough time.
No, we got how much battery these fucking cameras got, mate?
Heaps.
These mics
plenty
all good?
Of time.
4 days worth?
These mics all good?
Plenty of time, kid.
That TV plugged in?
4 days worth?
Sounds like we got time, kid.
We just do a 45-hour episode, me just rattling off. It's key.
Now, our next Instagram post is, Lou and Judge have decided to part ways from the We Man Well podcast.
And it's just one of those photos of us and it's got a like break down the middle, like a heart.
Yeah.
give me one, kid.
Look, I probably have, you know.
Yeah, you have.
Well, tell me.
Well, I can't think off the top of my head, but just the you know aura that says about
to me?
You.
You know what that says to me? I haven't eaten you much.
Oh, I can give you one.
Okay.
When you fucking shadow box at the stadium, it's disgusting.
That's it's I'll like cop that
disgusting.
On the, I'll cop that on the lack of
it's
chin.
It's really gross.
But I don't. Sorry. Let me clarify here. I don't shadow box. I hit a heavy bag.
You hop off the bag, and you shadow
reset.
A bit.
No, I reset.
No, I've seen you sort of.
Get the fuck on, Lou.
You have
now. Don't lie just because
you do
it's
this
fun.
Little. Judge goes. And then he goes.
It actually probably looks like what it is for me to dance.
Get up, do a dance.
Not a chance.
I always dance for you.
I know, but you're a dancer.
Thank you.
No. Fuck.
Did everyone hear that? No. Tobler, you still here?
I've marked it down. So.
Headphones in. No, when I say you're a dancer, I simply mean
you said I'm very good at dancing.
You choose to dance.
You said I'm very good at dancing. I heard those exact words. Jarch said, Louisa Claire Dowden is very good at dancing. Write that down, Willie.
Bedwetters.
I've already got it down.
Bedwetters. What you've just seen is me lay a beautifully crafted trap. We just got an insight into the world of Louisa Dowden and why she thinks she's good at everything. I said to her, you're a dancer. She's taken that as, you said I'm very good at dancing. I'm a very good dancer. She's then proceeded to state that she's a very good dancer.
Stop which saying leads I'm a good
me,
dancer.
Which leads me to believe.
It's okay, I get it.
Her mum said once, oh, you were singing this morning. Louisa Dowden went through her computer, filtered out what she didn't want, took what she did. Then she thought, my mum just told me I'm a tremendous fucking singer. And you live with that for the until
and
you're
30
years old.
And that's the reason I'm the way that I am.
Correct. So.
And we wouldn't change a thing about that, would we?
Wouldn't change a thing about you except heaps of things.
So what I really liked about that as well, it completely distracted you from the fact you wanted him to get up and dance.
Damn it. Get up and dance.
You shut your mouth, Willie.
Get up and dance.
Not a chance.
Just show me what you do at the clubs.
I don't go to clubs.
Well, if you were to,
we just had Lucy and Nikki. They tried to do a dance TikTok, and what did I do? I said absolutely not.
Okay, let me paint a picture.
Oh, for fuck.
You're at the cinema. Yeah. Everyone's cleared out. You've had your guzzy go. The guzzy go hunt is full. Mm. Daddy's full.
Okay.
Sorry. Let me clarify.
Clarify that.
Your daddy, by the way.
Thank you.
The credits are going. There's a little song playing. It's a country song. Daddy's toe starts tapping. Daddy looks around. There's not anyone in the cinema. You go, this is thrusting through my body.
Oh, my God.
So you get up on your way out, just a small 10-second boogie on your own. What are you doing? Get up, kid. Stage is yours.
All right. I'll show you what I do. Okay. Exactly what I do.
Okay, Jarch is doing a little shoulder shimmy. He's doing a little shoulder shimmy. Oh. So he did this shoulder shimmy and he walked off. Right. So he is the Grinch of the cinema.
I'm the Grinema.
You are the Guzzy Go Hunter Grinch. The Guzzy Go Hunter Grinch.
Not a bit. You'll only catch me dancing in one in probably eight weddings and I've got to be fucked on rum.
Do you not even go to the D floor in a wedding?
Fuck no.
You're the Grinch of the world.
No. People will enjoy. I'm out with my mates spinning yarns, having fucking.
Oh, who would want to be stuck in one of those with you?
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what they say about dancing at weddings?
The more time you find out, the calmer the tune, the better the time, the better fun. They'll get it.
It was beautiful. Write that one down, Willie. That's a good. Should get that on merch.
Speaking of you, me doing finding a little country tune in the fucking pictures, you know, fucking whatever.
Yeah, so you're right.
Red light, green light. Mm. Beyonce doing country.
Green. You can branch out.
I think you can branch. I think she's taking advantage of a popular time. I think in country music, there's a lot about authenticity. I don't think the songs are good or the song.
Are they out?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
And they're trending and shit.
Well, because this is an audio
platform. She's from Texas, right? So she's...
She's Texas. I don't dispute...
Let's play it. This is an audio platform.
No, we get copyright stuff.
Not even just a snip?
We'll get infringement. Mm. We've done that before and they've taken that shit off. I think when we did that Yale name, they took it off YouTube.
That what name?
That I'm a new soul. Oh. They took it off. So we can't. Okay. But I don't think... I think it's... Do whatever the fuck... Who gives a fuck? You can do whatever you want. I just think it's cheap.
I'm going to listen to it on the way home. Well, I think it's smart.
I think
she's,
it is.
She's going to what's on trend.
Yeah, capitalizing on the trend, I suppose. Yeah, absolutely. So, country music's hot prop at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I told you. You're a little basic bitch, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're a little basic bitch, aren't you?
You dotheth better watch your fucking mouth.
Hey, the Guzzy Go Hunter doesn't get angry. That's the name of the podcast.
the Guzzy Go Hunter. That's so dumb.
We are entertained by anything.
Yeah. But it turns out so are you, bedwetter, yeah. So fucking miss me with that shit.
So it is what it is, and you fucking die. It is what it is, and you die. It's not in my fucking wheelhouse.
Not in my wheelie.
You know?
Tell you what's not in my wheelhouse. Dancing. If I'm dancing with you, know that I'm not there mentally. Know that that's blackout me. That's me blacked out.
Would there be something the bedwetters could do to get you to dance? Maybe grind in the corner.
Like
or something?
A choreographed dance, I reckon.
Willie.
I like where you're going.
Really going to need you to shut the fuck up on this
Hey,
stuff.
You don't speak to our producer like that. I like where you're going with this, Willie. Bedwetters, DM us what you'd like Jarch to do to dance.
Oh, this sounds like there's
no. I think you guys set the parameters. The bedwetters have to. I don't know. Maybe a certain amount of likes on something. A certain amount of something to get judged to.
All right, we'll post it as a video. If it gets 200 comments, Jarch will do a choreographed dance.
Hold on. Hold on. 200 fucking comments.
Yeah.
Miss me with that shit.
Hey, you're not that popular, champion.
We have got way more than 200 comments on shit.
200 comments, bedwetters, and Jarch will do a choreographed dance next episode.
I will not do a choreographed dance.
We're sending Jarch to a dance class. Jarch is going to a dance class. Write it down, Willie. Jarch is going to a jazz class next week or hip-hop.
Yep. That would be fucked. Yep.
I'll come with you.
But this
We're
is
going to a dance class.
This is different because you actually wanted to become a singer. No, I don't want to become a dancer.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm actually not that good at dancing. I know I said before that I was. I'm actually not. So even me coming to the dance class with you will be awkward.
Okay.
We're doing a dance class next week, kids. Jachi and Lou, take the jazz studio.
This actually will really embarrass
Perfect.
Me.
Perfect. We've found one.
Oh, dude.
Should we do ballroom dancing? That could be fun.
Wouldn't be as funny.
What about line dancing?
Line dancing, I will do.
Will you?
Correct, Louise.
Now, right.
You just be careful. Now, I will, but I feel like it's got to be like hip hop or something.
Yeah, we'll go to a hip hop one. There's this move
My
that I remember.
My sister-in-law did hip-hop dancing.
Get
With
fucked.
Talia. Shout Perfect. Out to both of them.
Perfect.
Shout out.
Well, there's this one
think
dance.
Of us doing that. Because line dancing, we'll probably be, we'll get it.
Oh, no, we're doing hip-hop.
Hip-hop, we can't dance.
We go. Yuck. All right, Jarch
I'm
going to
have the biggest
sweat
package. Just walking into that class, I'll be so fucking
Fuck,
anxious
this is
and
Why did we not think of this earlier? This is great.
I don't know if I've ever really let out my
fear of dancing.
Not fear, just like hatred of it.
I think it's a fear.
I don't know.
Face your fear.
I just think I'm just not good at dancing. What's
hey, we don't use those words on this podcast. All
we do all the time,
all
buddy.
All we say is we're really good at things.
No, well, you do, Budzo. Okay.
Self-support and self-love. Fuck me, dude. Get the hotline up.
Oh, no, you're doing it. Oh, fuck, dude. Yes. This is so much cooler.
Yeah.
I haven't heard them.
Now you get, well.
Well, look at that dragonfly.
Judge, you just said, I haven't heard them. When have you ever heard them beforehand?
That's a great point. That is such a good point, actually. Yeah. I'd never prep for this.
Yep.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Yep.
Except when I said that you were a dancer.
Whoa.
That was
fucking dumb. Whoa.
All right, hit us with this hot stuff. Let's see what we got.
I'm a new soul dad. Sorry.
Buddy.
Sorry.
Bud's
I actually apologize.
You ready?
Yep.
Hello, senoritas.
Hi, senorita.
Just listening to the latest podcast. And Lou, about the fucking crepe sprite, has said that, I fucking cooked it, didn't I? Anyways, Lou said that the fucking... Oh, do you know what's good on crepes? Nutella. Do you know what? Willie fucking said that literally a minute earlier, and nothing shits me more than when you fucking say something and no one fucking hears it, and then one of your friends goes, oh, do you know what? So, Willie, do better. Anyways, love yous both.
Love you, mate.
Just on the Willie to get myself some dinner and catch myself some five-finger discounts because I'm fucking broke. Love you. Bye.
Sorry.
I love just admitting to going to steal. Sorry. Just going to steal shit.
We do not encourage that, bedwetting.
We don't.
Willie, I'm so sorry. Did you say Nutella and I just completely disregarded you?
Yeah, I said Nutella and strawberries.
That is hilarious.
I thought you said cream and strawberries. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. That's
rude. Hey, she didn't, kid.
I am apologizing right now.
She heard you flat up.
Remember? No.
It's your podcast, kid.
Yeah, kid.
Remember when I said, I apologize?
I apologize. Yeah, only one. I will not apologize to the room. I'll apologize. And that will be it.
Doth it once and only once.
Oh, man, she was good. I liked her.
No more stealing, though, please. Naughty Ancho.
Yeah, no thieving Ancho. You're not listening to Doth Ancho.
Ancho.
G'day, Gachi, you sexy, good-looking, good-smelling, good-licking, mate.
Hey, Luke.
Now, there was one problem with that.
Yeah, run me through it.
He was definitely on speakerphone.
That was the problem.
Yep. Hey, at least he didn't say something. He just said, hey, Lou.
Correct. He said hello to you.
I'll take it. He didn't say something mean.
Mate, he said hello to you. He acknowledged you as a human.
He could have said something nicer, though. Fucking hell.
I think he used up all his compliments on me.
Stop being nicer, bedwetters.
How'd you know I was a good licker, mate?
Oh, is that what he said?
Good licking. He said good looking, good licking, good something. I'm talking ice cream.
You'd hope so. Super Dolce from Messina.
Yeah, cunts. Fucking Lulu. Job on the run. Fucking good eggs. And Judge, your fucking chest.
Oh.
Fucking hell. I gotta go.
Crash. I gotta go.
Guys, I've said it once and I'll say it again. Off speakerphone, phone to your ear, not in your ear pods.
Ah, mate, you...
Off.
Bedwetters, just know I'm the cool dad. You do whatever the fuck you want.
No.
Yeah. Now, hold on. That reminded me of something.
What?
The other night we met a bedwetter that had crashed while listening to us.
It wasn't the other night. It was the other morning when we had that meeting in Piemont.
Correct.
We met one of the bedwetters who crashed.
While they were listening. Hey, shout out to you, doll.
Which seems to happen a lot. I reckon we've had 8.
Oh, well, sounds like he was in the midst of one.
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
But yeah, the chest is fucking annoying, mate. Trust me, I'm with you, bud.
This one came in like 14 minutes ago.
Love that.
Great. Oh, perfect.
And that was it.
Yeah,
should
I love
we call him back?
I love that.
Call him back.
What, you prank him.
Okay.
G'day, mate. It's Tony from Australians R Us. Just calling you up about doing the survey about Australia. Just had a quick few questions for you. If you could call me back on 0434326423342. Just a few quick questions about Australia for you. Thanks, mate. Call to you later.
Imagine getting that voice message
and then trying to call that number back.
You're a good kid.
Now, kids, you kids.
You good little goozy go hunter kids.
You bedwetters, you keep pissing, won't you?
We love you guys and mwah, mwah, and say lovey.
Love yous.
And always dance. Dance like no one's watching.
Fun app. Hooroo, bedwetters.
It was. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.